So let's live rent-free for a little bit.
That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. That is the email address if you want to share your mental insanity with us. Mm-hmm. Things that have been running around your brain for days, months, or years. Please share. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Before we get to the P1s, I have one that popped into my head just a few days ago. So when you have kids, you have to get them ready for school in the morning. And sometimes mm-hmm. you have to make breakfast. And the little one sometimes wants a breakfast sandwich. So
okay.
Fry up an egg, get the English muffin toasted up, and every time I use a spatula, because that's what you're supposed to do with fried eggs, and every time I use a spatula, I think of the movie UHF, which was a 1989 vehicle by Weird Al Yankovic. It's got Michael Richards in it. It's
about the football team that had the national championship banner.
That's UCF. Oh, okay. Now, this is about Weird Al's uncle won a low-rent UHF TV station, channel 62, and he has to take it over. And he's kind of a loser that's going nowhere. So
legend.
Instead of just playing Beverly Hillbillies reruns, he decides to create original programming, try to make it popular and profitable. Well, throughout the movie, there's random-ass commercials that they'll play on channel 62, and one of them is from a place called Spatula City. So every time I'm making breakfast, I have this running rent-free through my brain.
Where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs. Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost? Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
And that's so Weird Al.
There's like a Walmart size store just full of spatulas. So stupid.
63% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not terrible.
Not the worst. It's I guess it's cult status movie now. Okay. I don't know if it did well at the box office, but
never saw it.
We wore it out on VHS.
It's definitely a Ty Walker
big
movie.
Big Ty Walker movie, no doubt. And they would also have like movie promos like Gandhi 2. Gandhi's back and wanted to kick ass. Okay. And he's just pulling out a machine gun at dinner. Then there's also Plots or Us, which is a funeral plot service.
Are you tired of sloppy, cut-rate funerals? You've tried the rest. Now try the best. The Plots R Us mortuary service. Remember, there's always plenty of free parking. And don't forget to visit our new salad bar.
All these people are depressed eating salad at a funeral. It's stupid. It's stupid.
I might watch it, but probably not.
Nah, you should,
sounds
you should
kind
check
of funny
it at some point.
Weird Al. It's rated PG-13.
Yeah.
I would have guessed PG if it's Weird Al.
I don't know.
For boobs and stuff?
Nah, I don't think there's many boobs in there. But let's move on to the P1s. This is from Jimmy. P1 Jimmy says, "Hello, fellas. I also have a Davey moment that lives rent-free in my head. It was mid-December day when Davey was filling in on the hard line, co-hosting with the old Gray Wolf. It was the first 2 minutes of the show, and it was the first show Danny came back from back surgery. Davey welcomes him back and asks if his surgery helped him with his egraculation.
Oh, boy.
After a long silence, Danny asks, 'What are you doing?' And Mike says, 'What's wrong with you?' Total greatness. Turns out Davey was on to something, as Danny had a child about 9 months later. Love you, sweet spot, P1 Jimmy."
I wonder if Davey knew.
I don't think we have that in the inco for an e-break. And it was also mid-December, so we probably had people filling in and they didn't mark it.
Fill in Davey when he would do dry dock, it was within the first 2 minutes every single time. It would be something that I would have to dump.
It's every
it
day
was awesome.
During Y2 yeah. Doesn't suck.
premature ejaculation.
He hasn't changed. All right, let's go to P1 Ben. Ben says, watching Pelicans Mavs, guilty as charged with local sports on my TV. A potential Mavs postgame listen could be in my near future, which got me thinking about DJ Ringenberg. Things I love about DJ and the DJ line slash drop of "Ham, I will strangle you" popping in my head, and I can't stop saying it. Not sure if you guys have that drop in full context. Ham would probably be the one to think of when it happened and could track down the audio. Possibly Monty if it happened on a whip show, but it could be during a 40-liner. Need to hear it, even if you guys can't track it down. Might be fun to listen to. Either way, angry DJ drops are always hilarious to me. Even the DJ, is a funny one. Also, anytime I hear Georgia mentioned, I immediately think of the playoff release when listening to Whip, Dubs Up, and DJ proclaimed Georgia was a playoff team who was actually the 5 seed in a 4-team field that year, and hilarity ensued. So,
Georgia?
Do we have Ham, I'm going to strangle you at all?
We think we found it. I can't pin down if this is the exact context in which it originally aired.
Okay.
In 2008...
I still want to carry my typewriter around.
The Golf Channel suspended anchor Kelly, is it Tillman?
Yeah.
Tillman.
What am I going to do with all of these maps?
For 2 weeks, we're saying that young players who wanted to challenge Tiger Woods should quote...
Brother.
No, I don't want to say it.
Mm. Oh, come on.
You're saying it off here. Alley.
Huh?
The GM for the Niners... Him
who's
in a back
messing
alley
with their mic.
DJ,
not me.
DJ, mute your mic, you idiot.
Yeah, when have you ever contributed to Wide Radio?
I've been muted the entire time. That's Ham lying.
Why are you in a soup can?
A giant soup can.
Are you at?
I am murdered.
It's been Ham the entire time.
It's all Ham.
I'm going to strangle you!
I swear, DJ. Down four mud of-
Very underrated Why Today Doesn't Suck moment.
We can't tell if that was a drop that Ham played then, or if that was the first time DJ ever said that.
I don't know if DJ was even on that segment. It could have just been Ham the whole time.
Yeah, you never know.
Been Ham wasn't the whole there. Time. That wimpy DJ was definitely live.
Soup can DJ. All right. This is from Chencho. He says, below, Chencho. I attached a photo, which, of course, you can't see on the radio. I see this way too often while driving here in DFW, a dump truck with a sign that says not responsible for damages. Are there lawyer P1s out there that can clear this out or clear this up for me so they can just have rocks flying off and hitting cars and they're not liable? It's been rent-free every time I see a construction area. Which that is a good question because I've seen this too, and I don't know how you guys treat the big dump truck.
Childish word, by the way, dump truck.
It is, but it's also pretty appropriate because you know.
Yeah, there's dump in it.
You dump stuff out of it. I stay far, far away. I'm always assuming there's going to be a rock that bounces off and cracks my windshield invariably.
Yeah, any vehicle that's carrying something in the back, I try to change lanes.
Get around it as quickly as you can.
Because I feel like I'm going to have a final destination moment.
Like with the log
where,
just
yeah, it just goes right through, and then you create this huge pileup.
Because I think the recommended distance they say on the dump truck is not enough.
No.
You need to be farther back, because I still feel like rocks are coming back and hitting the windshield still, no matter what the distance is. So I just try to get around them as quickly as I can.
But it is a good question. I have no idea. You can just put a sign on your truck and say, we're not responsible.
Yeah.
Not my deal.
Yeah.
On you.
It's probably going to happen, so just figure it out. Call the Frankels.
I bet they're in cahoots with Big Windshield. Because they always want you to get your windshield repaired.
Is dump truck the technical term for a dump truck? I've never heard them called anything else.
I don't know what else
it is. Because it does sound childish, but you're right. It makes sense.
Yeah, because the back sort of raises up and dumps all the contents out.
Yeah.
Is it short for dumpster truck?
I'm seeing dump truck, also known as a dumping truck. Or a dumper. Dumper's kind of cool.
Big dumper.
Yeah. Kyle Raleigh.
And finally, let's go to P1 David. This is a quickie. He says, you never play my favorite drop anymore, and it's very simple. Steve. Well, we do play the Steve drop.
Steve.
Anytime a Steve is brought up, I feel like that's pretty close at the ready.
I think there's less Steves these days.
Yeah.
Steve.
Steve is going out of
Steve's
style.
Going away. Cody also going away. The name Cody. Think about that.
I mean, I played...
Do you have any...
played disc golf with Cody on
Sunday.
You
had a Cody friend?
He was in my...
feel like I had a bunch of Cody great. Friends growing up. Don't know any anymore.
A cousin named Cody?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just something to think about.
Okay.
Ham's thinking about it.
I'll keep my radar
Steve.
Up.
Steve!
Again, rentfree1310@gmail.com if you want to add to our dumb little segment.